It's breathe o'clock. It's time for you to breathe in and breathe out. Breathe out the stress and breathe in the success. Welcome back to Breathe In and Wine. I'm your host and anchor, Ajayi Mercy. Good morning, good day, good afternoon. Whenever you're listening, bienvenue, welcome. It's good to be back. It's good to be here. It's good to have you all listening again. How is your week going? How is your year going? Trust you're smashing those goals, and if not, whiten. I believe you can. I believe you still can. You can still start. You can still continue from where you stop. I believe in us. We can do this. So it has been a tough, it has been a really, really crack in the back, you know, kind of a weeks for me, actually. And by others, grammars, I've just been writing exams. No biggie. Actually, it's a biggie, but then I'm just happy I can be here again to speak to you all, and it's just nice to continue this series with you. So we started the series like 3 weeks ago, and it has been a wonderful one. Yay! And it's nice to actually be here to continue. And if you haven't listened to the previous one, I'll say you listen to it actually. So, I actually want to address a toxic trait that is actually quite common. And I also had my fair share of it last week. I had to battle it out and realize, wow, this is actually something that needs attention. And a lot of people that are talented actually has this toxic trait. You know, this like, where you think you don't have to practice to be good at something. Like, you know what? I'm talented, I'm good, I get things quite easily, I'm not that difficult to teach. And you're like, you know what? It will be quite easy. Like, I don't even have to try. I'm sure if I, like, you see someone doing good at something and you're like, if I tried it, I would have been better. Because, you know, first try, I'm gonna smash it. I'm very good at things like that. And then you're like, you know, it will be quite easy. I dare you to try that thing out, please. If you're like that, I dare you to try it out. You would see that you do not have any skill whatsoever to be the best at it. It's your level of knowledge. I'm not being a bad person right now. I'm just saying the absolute truth. I dare you to try that thing out. You see that there is no way talent can be a replacement for hard work. It's just by the way, actually. There's no way talent could be a replacement for hard work. No matter how good you are, how talented, how easily you learn, until you take the required amount of time that is needed for you to master something, don't just assume it will be a breeze for you. I actually thought this thing was going to be quite easy, you know. I'm good. And then I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to ace it. And I tried it. I thought, oh. Why did you think you'll be better than those people that have dedicated hours to this thing? I think you just get there and just be the best at it. Oh my God, that's... I was like, you're a joker. Just take the clown mask and put the makeup on. Put the makeup on, because why would you think so? But then, it's something that I've realized a lot of people have. You know, you see things online, people doing things and investing in things, and you're like, she did good, but if I had done it, I'll be better. You won't be better. So, and I feel it's something that needs to be addressed. And actually, the underlying cause could still be traced back to emotional trauma in a way that you feel maybe people have put you down a lot, and then you've grown to develop a coping mechanism that just makes you believe that you actually are the best. And there are different toxic traits that people can have. We have people pleasers. These people are the people who try to add their own personalities and preference just to get people to like them. Yeah, we can call them the yes people. It is very discomforting for them, but then they'll still say yes just because they want to be approved by others. Then we have those that are dealing with entitlement. Those are the people that they think they deserve more than everyone else, and they don't have to work for anything. Things should just come to them on a platter of gold, and they get annoyed if things don't work according to how they want it to work. I mean, all these toxic traits are actually just a show off of something underlying, which is emotional trauma. something that has actually lingered on long enough to develop a character that makes you now do things that it's kind of like a defense for you not to go through. Your body kind of create that mechanism for you to be defensive of the hurt you might have felt in the past. Maybe someone always put you down in the past, and you've grown to develop this feeling that makes you, you know what, I'm the best at everything I do. And then you don't even want to try because you know there's high chance you're actually not good at it, but then in your brain you're just like, I'm good at it. So the things that we can do at this moment and at this point, if you intentionally want to come out of this trap, it's for you to take intentional steps. And as I have said earlier in the previous podcast, it's not a one-way ticket. I can't tell you how many times you would have to listen to development videos. I can't tell you how many times you have to practice. I can't tell you how many times you have to listen to this to heal. But what I'll need you is just to acknowledge those emotions that you have, those things that triggers you, and be willing to fight and be willing to change. Bad emotions like being neglected can bring fear. It can't bring a lot of anxiety and just trigger a lot of hormone response. I mean, biochemically, it will burn your adrenaline and release endorphins, which can stress you out and cause a lot of mental and even physical challenges, like sicknesses and weakness. It can cause that. So it is really, really a big deal, and it's something that needs to be addressed. And being intentional about it will make you see the need for this thing to go away. And as I've said in the previous podcast, it is something you have to acknowledge. You have to acknowledge that it's there and it needs to go away. Don't embrace it. Acknowledge it, but don't embrace it. That's what I'm going to say. And try, I think the most important thing to do is to always try to be mindful of your thoughts and your body language. I mean, when you're speaking to someone and you're starting to trigger some anger, unnecessarily, you could check back and see, okay, what is going on, and try to just process, this thing is not actually worth me getting angry. Try to process what had happened and let it go through your intentional thoughts and not your reflex thought. Let it go through intentional thought, like think about what you were thinking about. And another thing you can do to improve is to exercise and eat healthy. Like I said earlier, trauma could actually burn your adrenaline, can just suck out your energy. And exercising your body, eating healthy, will help you to get your body in the right balance. I mean, eat balanced diets, avoid drugs. It will only give temporary relief, and then you'll be back to even more depression. Don't isolate yourself or stay alone. And another one that is really underrated is asking for support. We just want to form hard girl, hard guy, but then it's not really necessary. If it doesn't make you any less better if you know that I can't actually go through this alone. Getting an accountability partner, speaking to a therapist, someone that is actually knowledgeable that you can trust, or noteworthy counselor, speak to them. They will actually give you proven tips on how to actually go through this, and you won't feel like you're alone. You'll feel seen. Then participate in social activities, participate in volunteers, club meetings, meet with people, talk with people that actually could care about you, so that you won't feel caged. If you're someone that has gone through neglect, that's okay. What triggers you is the feeling that someone is going to leave you. You would want to be with people. You won't want to isolate yourself. Then be intentional about yourself. Read books. Space out if necessary. Withdraw yourself and to allow yourself to heal when something has happened. It's not everybody that would know what you have been through, but you know what could trigger you. And when you see signs of, wow, this thing is not... It's not going to sit well with me. Just withdraw yourself for a given period of time. And if you're someone that writes, you can journal. If journal works for you, you can journal your feeling throughout the day. Take breaks, read through, and see how you can improve your day. play sports, paint, anything that brings out the creativity and just makes you happy. Slowly but surely, you will let out those weights that actually pull you down. Slowly, you will begin to let out those horrible experiences and stop boxing it in. Because the moment you start acknowledging them and start trying to make them better, you start to see the difference. Definitely, everyone has their own lion to spare. They all have their devil to spare. You're definitely not alone. So don't give up even when it seems you're trying and still you feel triggered. As I said earlier, healing is different. Healing takes time, and just because I healed from my trauma 2 weeks doesn't mean you also heal from your trauma in just 2 weeks period. The timing can be different, but you know what? I'm rooting for you. A lot of people are rooting for you. So the next time you feel alone, remember, people are out there rooting for you. I am out there. I am here rooting for you. So that's about it for this episode. And I really hope you've learned a thing or two or three or four. And you take intentional steps this week to trace back your steps and actually just develop that feeling of checking out what you are doing at any particular time. Till next time. This is Breath and Unwind. I am still your host and anchor, Ajayi Messi. See y'all later. Don't miss out any of the episodes.